Okay, Tov Resh Ein Aleph Siv Ches. An interesting Zera indeed. I have seen it in action, but it's not so common. Chotzal Shiyesh Loi Shnei Psochim. A courtyard which has two Psochim. So we've got a courtyard and it has two entrances. Mishnei Ruchos from two opposing directions. Or from two different directions. Tzorech lehadlik b'shteyen, you must light both entrances, must be lit the menorah, b'pnei hachashad, because of the chashad, because of the concern, that a person may say, oh look, this gentleman over here, I know who lives there, and he's not lighting the menorah, because in reality he's lighting on the other entrance. So the person may think that, oh look, he's not lighting. We don't want that to happen, and therefore we are chachomim established the gzeira derabanan that one has to light in both entrances.
Sorry, this is the case where he has two. Sorry, a person has two entrances. Even though the back, well, I mean, I'm just thinking how it would apply nowadays because people are obviously have a back entrance.
Yeah, they have to show you have flats and.
Yeah, that's right. If you have two entrances from two different, there can be some ground floors. It's quite common that you have what are you saying nowadays in houses?
You have
you have the front entrance, and besides that, what else have you got? So the answer to that question is about the entrance in the back will not be counted because it's not facing a public domain.
Oh, so you have two entrances that face a public domain.
Yeah. It's a good question. It's a really good question what you're asking. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite common. It's quite common that you have two entrances. Yeah, a lot of the houses. So,
if it was a block of flats on two entrances, let's say 10 flats, would the 10 flats have to light on both sides or can they rely on each other?
That's a good question. So no, so there would be chiyuv on everybody. Yeah, it's a really good question. I would say everybody has to light on both places. I don't know. If you've got two windows facing two different directions, why don't we do the same thing? I can only suggest an answer, and that we nowadays light inside because it's for the Bnei Abayis, it's for the family members. So a person, that's some of the answer. So there's no gzeir of chashat anymore. Because really, you could close the curtains and there's no gzeir. No, so I did see the poskim speak about it, but I must say I do remember in Etzel people doing it.
I remember doing it at the entrance.
Yes.
Outside, entrance outside, then in the entrance to the actual building.
And then upstairs. Yeah.
Three places.
Yeah. So
you just make the brach on the first one.
You may indeed. If you just make the chashad, this won't require a brach, yes. So, צריך להדליק בשתי מפני החשד ועם שני הפסוחים ברוח אחד, if it's both facing the same direction type, לא באחד מהם, one of them is sufficient. משנה ברורה says, what's exactly the חשד? חוצים קוטן נון, חוצר שיש לו שני פסוחים, והוא עדין בייס, similarly one house. Yeah, one house with three entrances, will the same apply with it. It's a חוצר house, the point being facing two different directions. מפני החשד, שאין בו בני עירו, people will say as follows, מדלו ידליק בו, since not lighting on this entrance, is also not going to light on the other one. That's the chashat, that's the concern. Even if it belongs to one person, he's got to light on two entrances. Now, there's a question which I heard many years ago, which I don't know the answer. But let's just finish off the Ramah over here. Top of page 280. If you light on both entrances, that's your question. You only make one bracha. So if you are indeed lighting in two places, you only make one bracha. However, nowadays, that's your question, Rav Engel. People are lighting mamash inside. Ain't very nekel of nerushes rabim klal, and there's no recognizable lighting which is taking place. For the public, you're lighting for the inside people. many entrances, many directions. Nevertheless, ein matlikin ela b'pamachas. We've named you only light once, and that's inside. Generally, so that's really pretty much your question. That if they, once you light inside, there's no gzeir anymore. Once we light inside, interesting question. If you light outside, do you have to, how many candles do you light? No. If you light mipnei achashad, so say you've got you light outside. And you light two different entrances. How many lights do you need to light?
Would be the same as whatever you light in front. You the same.
So you don't really need to. The answer is one is sufficient.
Oh right. Yeah,
because it's only a chumra to light Muslim hadrim and amahadrin that we light every night increasingly. So if you light in the chashat, one is sufficient.
So how do you know which one is chashat?
You don't have to know which one is chashat. We just want to make sure that people know that you're lighting.
So what's your hiddur mitzvah? I mean,
one is the hiddur, one is where you light really. You make the bach on that. The second one is just because of the chashad.
The mitzvah to be hiddur.
Correct. For the chashad, there's no mitzvah hiddur. Yeah. An interesting question, which I don't know the answer. I was once asked many years ago. I don't know the answer to two questions on this chashad gzeira. Question number one. Why can you not just place an arrow there, face showing to the other Pesach where you're really lighting? Just put the sign up with an arrow in the direction.
And a light next to it.
Yeah, with a light, perhaps even more symbolically clear. Just put an arrow. You know, the whole idea is because we are concerned. People are going to think, oh look, he's not lighting. You know, he's not lighting. So, and therefore I have to put the menorah there. Well, what if I put a note, I'm lighting the other entrance. I also live on, you know, number 5A and 5B are mine, and I am, so perhaps with regards to writing a note, you could argue people don't bother reading, and people might not be able to read. So, but at least an arrow people will surely comprehend. Pardon? It's what, it's?
The easy thing you see is...
Easy,
yeah. The whole thing is presented.
Pesumanes.
Yeah,
but it's Gzeira. This is Gzeira from Achashat. Another question, which I think is even more, it's a fantastic question. I don't know the answer to that question. Years ago, somebody asked me, I don't know where the question is from. One of the Chayim asked, I don't know who asked, I don't know, I couldn't find it, but the question is a fantastic question. Rabbi Yisrael, how long does the candle need to light?
Half an hour.
But what happens if it, does it really need to be half an hour? Exactly. So that's that. Look, as the mitzvah Gemara says, and if you light and it goes off, more than that. I want to say more than that. Since look, it's a mitzvah, and really, if you once you have lit, and the light goes off immediately, you know, assuming there was enough oil and everything, so you've done your mitzvah, and really, of course, I know we are mahadah and we make sure that it's lit for another half an hour, but really, 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 you've fulfilled the mitzvah even after a split second. Hadlaka is the mitzvah. The lighting is the mitzvah. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, why would I, if I see a place hasn't got a light, what gives me the right to assume, hey, look, he's not lighting. Perhaps lit, and the light's gone off. Hadlaka is the mitzvah, still fulfilling the mitzvah. In other words, in principle, the mitzvah takes a second. And after a second, I could have removed. Pardon? Yes, I'm asking on the chashat. I'm asking.
In a regular case, you've lit. Why should you have any? Chashat?
I'm saying, why? How can there be a gzeir of chashat? That, you know, you have to have on the other entrance, you have to put another candle up because people are going to be concerned. I'm saying there is no room
they
for them to.
Go out.
It could be that he went out. How? What gives me the right? I'm saying the whole Gzeir of Chashad is based on the fact. I'm going to see an entrance. Hey, look, he's not lighting. I said, no, perhaps he did light. But he went off after a second.
If there's 200 houses that are facing two directions, and everyone's doing the same thing, making it get out for 5 minutes, and whoever drives by later on is going to see that something's wrong here.
Why is something wrong with it? Why is something wrong?
The probability is 200 lights aren't going to go out after 5 minutes.
You're right in terms of probability, but at the end of the day, were they fulfilling the mitzvah? Forget about a big, large building, okay? Let's talk about one simple building, two entrances, okay? I've got a north entrance and a south entrance to my house. I've got his mansion, I've got his palace, and there's two roads There's two public domains. I've got Xeira the Abonon of doing of lighting both places because of Chashad. Because the north people will say, oh, look, it's not lighting. And the south people are going to say, you know, so therefore I've got a light in both the north entrance and the south entrance, I've got a light. Now I am asking that there's no room for such Xeira. Surely a person who's passing in the north and he's seeing there's no menorah, he's not entitled to have opinions on my lighting. Because perhaps I did light even in the north. Could be I did light, but you know what? Atloko is a mitzvah. He went off after a second. I took the menorah in and finished.
But it wouldn't happen for the whole street.
So okay. So if there's
and the whole thing is a gzeira, because they're going to think.
But how can it be such a gzeira? How can it be a gzeira if there is reasonable chances that he fulfilled the mitzvah and he took the menorah in? Remember, hadlokah is a mitzvah.
Because it wouldn't happen to.
You're saying because it's unlikely to happen on a.
On a whole street. If everyone was doing the same shtick.
Right. You see, because the probability is low. Okay. Okay. Sim and Tov.
That would probably only be if you could. You know, we're saying if you could light it and then say, if you say it and lace it, you were allowed to blow out, let's say, you know, you wanted to save them.
Save on the oil, but it's based on an assumption that it will be lit. You're saying that what? That since
that's on the assumption that, assumption that you could lit, you could light. Just wait a minute to blow it out. But you're not meant to do that. That's only if it happens.
You see that in principle, it should really be lit for half an hour.
It should be.
So you should assume that people.
Yeah.
All right, I hear that. Yeah. I hear that. Since really in principle, it should be lit for half an hour.
It's out of your hands,
so although it's a mitzvah, but the gzeira is based on lechatchila. Okay, I hear that. Okay. You're not lechatchila, no. But if it does go out, you still fulfill the mitzvah. Ideally, you shouldn't. It's got to be lit for half an hour. You shouldn't, but if it happens that it goes off, it goes out. Yeah, or a person is called, whatever. We'll learn the halachas, then we'll get to it. In principle, you fulfill the mitzvah straight away. Simon Tofresh, Ein Beis. Interesting halacha here too. Very different to Eretz Yisrael to the custom over here in Chutz La'aretz. Ein Madlikin Chanukah Kodem Shtishkacham. What about the timing of the lighting? The timing. When do you light? So, ein madlik nei chanukah kodem shtishkacham. Before the shkias hachama, you may not light.
They're asking about
Zoom.
You haven't got I'll bring my phone if you.
Three people.
You've probably got more.
They're recording.
Probably more. Yeah, it's recorded. It's being recorded.
It's being recorded.
Okay. Who's that? Yeah. Okay. So. It's true, there'd probably been more people on Zoom. I'm sure there'd be 4 or 5 people on Zoom tonight. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So so one should not light the Chanukah before Shkia Sachama. Elohim Suev Shkiosa only with the end of the Shkia. Now this remains this is a discussion in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. What does exactly mean Suev Shkia? The end of the Shkia. Let's leave this out for now. You may not light later than that. You may not light before that. So it's got to be with the end of the shkia. V'yesh misha oymen. Some hold she'imu torut. If a person is has got off, he's very busy. Yochel hakti meplaga mincha v'lemalo. The only timing that works out for you could light before plaga mincha. You could light after plaga mincha. Ubilvat, provided shitin b'shemen, that you put oil at tichlegem l'ashuk, you put enough oil that it reaches the time of tichlegem l'ashuk. Okay, so here is the discussion: what is the ideal time of lighting? Soiv shkia zachama, what the Shulchan Aruch says of Yida is the ideal time of lighting. Mishnah Berurah says if kodesh aleph, soiv shkia also hanu tzitzik chovim. That is nacht. Why is nacht the correct time? Why is nightfall the right time of lighting? That's when people walk around on the street and they see because that's when it's pisumanes. When it's dark outside, that's when it's pisumanes. Now The problem is, Mishnah is going to say in a few lines, if we light with Nacht, this is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch indeed, others hold, such as the Gon, that the correct timing is not with Nacht, but rather with Shkia. So what does that mean with Shkia? Shkia means that, and that's what they do in Etzol in many places. The Litvish Welt, the Vilna Gon's minig, was to light with that's the minig of Pushim in Etzol, to light with Shkia, much earlier. So it's really still light outside, and that's when people light. However, the Shulchan Aruch holds that you light with Nacht. The problem with Nacht is that it clashes with another mitzvah that is meant to be taking place by Nacht. What's the mitzvah? Kishma. And the Rabbonon? Ma'ariv. Yeah, Tefillah Ma'ariv. So it clashes at the same time. So you've got a problem. When it's nightfall, you've got simultaneously two mitzvahs which are coming in. Mitzvah of Ma'ariv and Shema, as you're saying, which is the Reisa, plus the lighting. So how do you deal with it? Which one comes first? Are you meant to light first and then Dav Ma'ariv, or first Dav Ma'ariv and then light? Oh, so you're saying Todi. You're saying the rule of Todi should apply. Since we know that Todi v'sheno Todi koidim, therefore you Dav Ma'ariv before you light. Okay. Avdola, like we do Avdola as well. Yeah, there's a bit of a difference. And the difference is, and that's why some people will do other, in the other way, is that there is a time limit with regards to Avdolah? Is there a time limit with Avdolah? Can you do it hours later?
Tuesday,
yeah, but you're right. Yeah, but really, you can do Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos as long as you want. However, with regards to Nei Chanukah, there is a bit of a time limit. What's the time limit? It's a half an hour. Tich l'regel min ashuk. So, we learned, Ein ma'achin, you may not light later. If we say that you should have Ma'ariv and then light, you will have a problem of you probably will not light within the half an hour of the ideal timing. We said, in Ma'achin, you may not light after half, you shouldn't light, you must light within half an hour after Nacht. You may not do that. If you wait for Nacht and light, if you wait for Ma'ariv and you dav Ma'ariv and then you light, so you're doing Todi v'sheno Todi koyim, but really the lighting of the menorah will be probably not within the first half an hour of the lighting, which is not ideal. Lemaise, that's what people do, but I'm just saying there is a problem with it. That's why there are some minority people who will light, I mean even Chutz La'aretz, they will light before davening Ma'ariv.
That's not what we practice.
So most people will indeed. What do you do first, Ma'ariv or lighting? Ma'ariv first, right. So that's in line with the concept of Todi v'sheno Todi koyim. Kavanah mitzvahs come first. Yeah. I'm just saying that ideally one should light half an hour within Nacht. We're going to see that locha later again. Ideally one should light within the half an hour. So are you going to be achieving that or not? You probably might not be. If you daven Ma'ariv first, you might not be able to do the first half an hour. No. So that's a bit of a deal of it. But at the end of the day, of course, Todi v'sheno Todi koyim. Yeah, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I'm just reading the last few lines. Veda, and you should know, the afilu anoyegin, last few words of Sifkot Aleph. You should know, the afilu anoyegin, tomid lehadligachet filas arvis, even if you normally light after Ma'ariv, min anochon, it is proper, it is right, shochinu al kolponim, one should prepare, at the very least, Hashem and the oil, besoy chaneirois, in the candles, koden filas arvis before Ma'ariv, they should be prepared. It should be prepared and ready straight away after Ma'ariv. You can light. Because if you do everything after Tfilas Ma'ariv, certainly you're going to have a problem. You're going to pass. You're going to miss the ikazman of lighting. But that's half an hour only. Sabai said, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah recommends you have to prepare the candles in advance. You have to make sure everything is ready. The oil, the candles, the wicks, everything should be ready. Because if you daven Ma'ariv and then you get home and only then you start preparing, inevitably you're going to miss the half an hour, which is the right time for lighting the menorah. Yeah. And, yeah.
So this is written when people work by candlelight. And people went home at dark.
Yeah.
And up early in the morning. So today when we have fluorescent electricity, it's obviously going to be different.
It's still, of course you're right. Of course you're right. Nevertheless, there is still some element of hiddur, Panatim within half an hour of nacht, as we're going to see later. But you're right, of course you're right. Nowadays, Tichle Regel Menashug is far later. You're 100% right. And people still going around at 10, 11 o'clock, for sure you're right. But there is still a Hiddo to do half an hour within nacht. So there is some element of Hiddo. Couldn't break. Yeah, that was with regards to lighting inside, even if there's no sakana.
Okay, so why don't we say that by here? Like, this is a chavis where I'm right here, we're going to light enough, because that's something to go by, and that's a gezera shalom, hot shalom yavo sort of thing.
That we light only when?
When it's dark, like here. Like,
and not half an hour later?
Yeah.
We shouldn't light after half an hour. The answer is because the halacha states that. Well, the lechat chile, you're right, that's what lechat chile we do within half an hour. But the evet, we rely on other opinions that as long as you take legum and ashuk, it's fine. That you physically, it is still a public on the street, you're still you. It's some element of pirsum anes. We're going to discuss it at a later sifim et shem. To summarize what we learned this evening, we learned that the gzera of the chashat, if there's two entrances, you have to light in both entrances. If they are opposing directions, or different directions. If both ends are facing the same way, you only light one. If you're lighting something, you don't make a bracha on that one. And we also started speaking about the time, the ideal time of lighting the menorah. Shulchan Aruch says shkia, but not with the first shkia, but rather with nacht. And you don't do before, don't do later. But if you want to light from Plag HaMincha, it's still Yotze. With regards to lighting by Nacht, the Mishnevot discussed the question of what if it clashes with Maariv. And he said that at the end of the day, you do it because Todu Shein and Todu Kodem, but ensure that the candles are prepared and well organized, so when you get home, you can light straight away. I wish you a good evening.